Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpargatas video conference results for the second quarter of 2024. I am Melina Rodrigues, Investor Relations Director for Havaianas. And today, in addition to the Investor Relations team, I'm joined by Liel Miranda, our CEO, and André Natal, our CFO. This video conference is being recorded and simultaneously translated into English. Our Q&A section will be right after the end of the initial presentation. For those who wish to ask questions, simply raise your hand by using the icon available on the Zoom toolbar and wait with the microphone muted until we instruct you to go on and ask your question. I'd like to, before continuing, clarify that any statements that may be made during this video conference regarding the company's business prospects, projections, and operational and financial goals constitute the board's beliefs and assumptions based on information that is currently available. I'd like now to turn the call over to Liel, our CEO, who will now begin our video conference. Liel, you may proceed, please. Good morning. It's a big pleasure to be with here to talk to you today. The second quarter of 2024 was one more step in our journey that has been the strategy in the past quarters, and this journey has been basically on one side, focus and competitiveness, which are our strengths, and on the other side, the resumption of our sustainable growth in the many opportunities that the company has. As for focus and competitiveness, one big progress that can be seen in the second quarter was our portfolio strategy. Increase in the investments in marketing, which was a decision that was taken since the very beginning of the year and which we continued with to resume the strength of the Havaianas brand in Brazil and in the world. Another large step, big step in this journey was the simplification of our portfolio, launching a new collection to be sold in 2024 and 2025 with 52% less SKUs items, which is a collection that is much more simplified. So we simplify our internal operations and execute better our operations in our clients. As for Brazil, which is another element in this focus and competitiveness item, we see the growth in the volume in Brazil. And at the same time, we can see that in Brazil, we can already reach the financial results close to what were our expectations. As for our simplification, the results can be seen in the improvements of the logistics and distribution costs and manufacturing costs, in the cost of goods sold, where we are benefiting from all the simplification that we carried out in our processes and the continuation, continuous building of our capabilities, especially our S&OP.